What's up, St. Louis? It's your host, Luke Farrell of the STL Bucket List Show. The STL Bucket List Show is driven by Bomarito Automotive Group. Bomarito is Missouri's number one car dealership with over 20 locations, so I guarantee that there's one in your neighborhood. Since the 1970s, Bomarito has sold over 1 million cars, and John and the entire team made us feel completely comfortable when we picked up our new vehicle recently for the family. So I can't thank the Bomarito team enough for driving this episode forward, and enjoy the show.
What's up, St. Louis? This is Jordan.
And Christine.
We are with Discover Downstate Illinois here today with STL Bucket List, talking about all the fun things to do just across the river with us in Discover Downstate Illinois.
For 50 years, Bankhead and Firth Orthodontics has been proudly serving the vibrant St. Louis community. As a family-owned and operated practice since day one, the commitment to excellence and personalized care runs deep. They believe in giving back to the wonderful people of St. Louis who have entrusted them with their smiles. Step into the five locations across St. Louis with modern offices equipped with the latest orthodontic technology. Their three amazing doctors are dedicated to providing top-notch, innovative treatments tailored just for you. Join us in celebrating 50 years with Bankhead and Firth Orthodontics, where your family becomes a part of theirs. Schedule your free consultation today and let them help you achieve the confident, gorgeous smile that you deserve. Because in St. Louis, your smile is your legacy.
If you want to hear about St. Louis, tune into the Bucket List Show weekly. Hear what Marissa and Luke say. It drops every Wednesday. Got a dope new guest every single week. Buckle up for the ride. Who's it gonna be? Who's on the show today? They rep St. Louis. What to do in the loo on a late night, or maybe what to do on a date night? Yeah, Bucket List has you covered. They know what's going on. What's going on? They'll give you, hey, 18 different things to do, or 19 if you need one more to choose. Yeah, this city is a place we call home. A place we call home. Yeah.
St. Louis, we're back with episode 116. Another episode without Marissa. She's actually out in the car. We did the little baby switch today, but she's going to be back in a few weeks on summer break. So I know you guys have been missing her on that paternity for me, but I've been getting mixed up with that. But we have a very special partnership announcement today. We actually have guests that drove all the way in from Illinois to come see us at our studio here in St. Louis. So I want to introduce our guests, Discover Downstate. I have Jordan and Christine.
Hello. Thank you for having us today. We appreciate it.
Yeah. Thank you guys for bringing some goodies to me. First of all, before we get into all the nitty gritty, I want to hear about some of these goodies. I know you kind of showed me some off air, but tell the people that are watching on YouTube, tell us what we got here.
Yeah. So we brought just what we're calling a little taste of Downstate Illinois. So we've got just some goodies from our 21 county region. So first up, we've got some ski from Excel Brewing Company, which is located in Breeze, Clinton County. Delicious. If you've ever had it, it's carried at tons of restaurants and places throughout St. Louis.
I've noticed
over
that.
On the Illinois
side. Restaurants.
Yeah.
High Point and Sugar Fire. I know it's
yes. Yep. Yeah. So it's great if you've never had it. Highly recommend that. We've got some Rolling Lawns, which is over in Greenville. They have unique flavored milks. So they've got root beer milk, which is what we brought you today to try out.
Can't wait.
They have orange creamsicle milk. Mm-hmm. They've got cappuccino flavor. During the holiday season, they'll do amazing eggnogs. Mm-hmm. My favorite is the red velvet. like drinking cake batter. Yeah, so good.
That's amazing.
And then, of course, too, some stuff from Eckert's. So some strawberry salsa since it's strawberry season. Mm-hmm. And then Heath bars, which are actually made or they were created in Robinson, Illinois.
I didn't even know that. When I saw the Heath bars in there, I thought that was just an extra treat for me. So.
Yeah, well, it is an extra treat for you. They are created in Illinois. Wow. And then we also have some garlic herb cheese curds from our Coot Jersey Creamery, which is a woman-run farm over in Greenville, Illinois as well. They have amazing ice creams, great products. We love going out there and visiting.
Yeah.
And then also some popcorn from Abe's Gourmet Popcorn in Belleville. We brought you the churro flavor, but they've got tons of different mixes and blends and things that you can try. And they are also one of our Illinois made makers, as well as Excel, Rolling Lawns, Marcoot. Mm-hmm. Basically meaning that the state of Illinois just certifies them as a destination or place to shop and visit when in Illinois.
It's so interesting to me, like these makers, that these products that we use in St. Louis and, you know, in these bigger cities, but people just don't know that these are just local farms and local families that are going. So I'm super excited about working together with you guys to really showcase these places to a bigger audience and be like, hey, did you know that you can go out and visit these places? You know, I know people know Eckert's, but Eckert's is just a family out there too. So it's like, how can we get together? Now I'm going to read read something from your guys' website.
Okay, please do.
And then I want you guys to go into it. I know you guys are the marketing team. So I'm going to read it in your voice. So welcome to Downstate, Illinois. We are the Convention and Visitors Bureau for 21 counties and two cities in South Central Illinois. Visitors will certainly find something they enjoy, whether it's shopping downtown on Main Street, unplugging from busy city life, which I'm excited about, enjoying a delicious meal, which I'm also excited about, and year-round exploration awaits in Downstate Illinois. With our many unique events, outdoor activities like hiking, boating, immerse yourself in rich history by visiting our many historical sites. No matter what the season or the reason, there is something to satisfy every traveler's interests.
My God, well said.
Yeah, that sounds great.
I know, somebody here probably wrote that.
We're done here.
We're done. Thank you. Thanks so much.
So tell me what that means to you and your role, and kind of tell us some of the history about working with Downstate.
Well, I grew up in St. Louis. So moving to Illinois was at first, because I went from South County to a town that's 2,700 people-ish. And so for me, it was, if I can be honest, it was culture shock. You know, I'm coming from urban area where I can go to a gas station 24 hours to a small rural town, and I have to get gas before 9 p.m.
Or they close.
We take that for granted, don't we? The gas stations that are 24/7.
You have no idea. Yes, you have no idea. So, you know, it's interesting because we talked about the things that we brought for you today, and it's nice to see that some of these small town products are moving into bigger cities. It's amazing. And there's so many things to be seen in St. Louis, or in Illinois, excuse me. So it's just, there's so much to do. And we could stand here, we could probably talk more than an hour, two hours. But now that I'm kind of ingrained in Illinois, lived in Illinois for quite some time, it's a really nice place. It's a really nice street. And there's so many kids, I think, that grow up in these small communities. They go off, they go to school, they start a career, and then a lot of them are coming back to raise their kids or to start small businesses. So what it just kind of all, you know, circulates back, and it's amazing. So there's a lot to do, a lot of fun things to
do. You've been with the Bureau for 10 years. So explain to our listeners, because they might not know what a tourism bureau does. You know, I know you guys represent these 21 counties, but tell us a kind of about that role and like what you guys play in these businesses and also inside the communities that you guys work in.
You want me to take it?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So basically we are, in essence, we are the marketing arm for our region. So we help promote the attractions, the events, and things that are in our 21 county plus two city region to drive tourism for people to come spend their tourism dollars. So in essence, we are just literally just promoting fun.
Yeah, we have such a great job, because that's exactly right. We just get to promote all the fun things, all the events coming up, all these tourist destinations. And the best part of it is that people who've lived in St. Louis their whole life, who just have to cross the river and maybe don't, there's so much to do, so much to explore and experience that maybe they don't know exists literally within just 30 minutes of where they live. So it's been a lot of fun for us to get out, tell people things to do and things that are really just right in their own backyard. So,
and I think of when we think of Illinois, and like I said, I'm from St. Charles. You think of the St. Louis region, the greater metro as that, you know, Wentzville out to where you guys are is like, okay, all these places are within 45 to 50 minutes. And when I GPS the places that we're going to be visiting, the videos are going to be dropping soon. You guys better check those out. But I GPS those from our office, and it was only 23 minutes. So, you know, it takes me more time to get home, and I live in the city with traffic and all that. I just dip right onto the highway. I know we're super excited about NASCAR coming up. I was never a huge NASCAR fan until I met Curtis down there. I got to ride in the Corvette, and I got to ride with him, and he was telling me his story.
So
me, Curtis, I ran in the Grand Marshal car last year.
Not
at the race. This was before the race. So I got to go on the track when nobody was there, and Curtis and I interviewed him in the car. It was kind of cool. But getting to hear his story and of what he's done there. And, and it takes people to build these communities. You guys are a marketing arm, but you have to have stuff to talk about. And you won't have anything to talk about if people aren't taking risks like Excel and Eckert's family and Rolling Farms and all these different families that are doing these things. So I want to hear About some exciting events that are coming up. So as we're recording this episode, it's May 15th today. So tell us about some things that are coming up that people need to put on their bucket list this spring and summer.
Oh, well, we've got a lot. As this is coming out, Art on the Square will be coming weekend. Yes. So if you've ever done or gone to Clayton's art show, you've got to come check out Art on the Square. Mm-hmm. It's right in downtown Belleville. So you're just steps away from all these amazing local shops, coffee places, just great areas to visit. And you also have around 100 artists to check out their vendors, their booths.
Wow.
There's a kids corner, so you can bring the whole family. And the art there is just top notch. Mm-hmm. It is known as one of the top fine arts shows in the entire country. So it's definitely worth checking out and visiting. Also, if you've ever been to Fort de Chartres, they're doing their rendezvous. Mm-hmm. So that's always a huge historical event that you'll go out and you'll see these reenactments of old time period things. So the shooting of the cannons, the guns, they'll dress in period piece. Right. So that's something that you definitely don't want to miss. And that is June 1st and 2nd.
Okay.
So same time as race weekend. So you can have an action packed weekend that whole time.
Yeah.
So swing by, see NASCAR, go to their Confluence Trail Music Festival, and then not too far away, you can go down to Prairie du Rocher and hit the fort and see all that great stuff.
Wow.
One of my favorites, too, is Centralia Balloon Fest. Same thing if you've ever done the one in Forest Park. Similar, except you're not roped off from anywhere. So you get to get right up and close with these hot air balloons that are just taking off.
That's perfect for kids to be able to get in there.
Yeah. It is so cool. It's a three-day event, and that will be the 16th through 18th.
Okay.
So awesome area. They'll do a balloon glow on that Friday night right on the water. So it's really beautiful. And they've got great fair food, which we all know and love. And, that's
funnel
just
cakes.
A super cool event. Yeah. And then American Farm Heritage Museum, that's in Greenville. They do their big Heritage Days event. So that's that last weekend of July every single year. If you're into farm history, tractors, they have an old fort there. They have a 1 mile train ride that you can actually get in and take you around the entire property. So that's always a cool one too. DuQuoin State Fair. We're so lucky to have a fairground in our area and a state fair at that. So same thing if we're talking about that good fair food. That is a place to go and visit. They've got great
corn dogs. How much time do you have?
Because
we
have all
we
the time.
We can go on. This
we,
is
we, talk as long, we talk as long
all day.
As
yeah,
we
talk.
We're not on a time crunch. This isn't this isn't normal media. This isn't normal media. This is the new media. No, but really what I'm hearing is you keep going back to history. So we're talking about historical things that people can see. And people, that's another thing that people take for granted, especially as becoming a parent. I want to show my daughter all these cool things and all this history. Now I feel old, but I'm only 28. But it just seems like, okay, like how can we learn and how can parents have fun? So is there beer there? Is there funnel cakes there that I can eat while we're learning? So that's what I'm thinking of is like, tell us, because it seems like all of these are family friendly, which
is
checking a box.
Yeah.
All of these have history elements. All of these are probably affordable too, from what I'm hearing, or if not free. So tell us about some of that, like some of the history and some of the events that, I mean, you've been doing these for a while and working some of these.
I have. And it's nice to see that, you know, over the years, it's changed so much. Like events are getting bigger. They're doing different things to be more inclusive, to be more family friendly, you know, family fun, all of that. So it's changed. I think tourism in general has changed. Because before it was like, well, we'll go for history. We're going to go see a couple museums and we'll stay in a hotel. And now people will travel 50-60 miles for a good hamburger, you know, and well, while you're out there, let's just make an event out of hamburgers. Let's, you know, or whatever the case may be. So people are really building on to a lot of things in the region to promote tourism.
Yeah.
So history wise, there's just, there's so much history. I mean, Fort de Chartres has an, really a huge history. I mean, the fort was there. It's, I think it was built in 1753. So in the 18th century, they were building this fort. It was occupied till 1765. I don't know if I'm getting this right, but I'm sounding pretty smart. So, but I'm almost pretty sure that's correct. But, you know, there's a lot of history. And I think the thing, too, is that we're involved with a lot of people that tell the great stories about history. And that's the thing that engages us. If you've got a good story, if you're compelling and you're engaging people and they want to come, I think that's really, it's fun for us to promote and it's fun for us to tell stories, but to meet some of the locals and quote unquote, live like a local, go to the events, eat at local restaurants, shop at local shops. It's just, it's really just kind of a fun
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Total package.
It is.
If I can say that.
That's amazing. I think that, you know, supporting local, we've been seeing in the St. Louis region has been such a huge aspect of how these businesses have been able to survive. And I think that as you guys, as a marketing arm, it takes a whole team. You guys, it's not just you two. It's board members. It's all these different things that go into what you guys do and where you guys spend your funds, you know. And it's like, okay, how can we equally promote all of these counties? Because it's not just Belleville where we're going tomorrow, or it's not just all these other places that we're going to. It's these smaller counties that have 2,000 people in it, like 100%. You said when you moved there. So I want to learn. I'm a big foodie. Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, you said these famous burgers.
Get ready. Uh-huh.
Jordan told me about some of these burgers, the spots that I'm gonna try. Yeah. I heard you can't order online. You can't do anything. You just gotta show up. It's cash only too, right?
Okay.
So I want to hear about some of the foodie spots. What are some places, the people that live in St. Louis that are listening to this podcast, what are some places that people should add to their bucket list?
Oh my gosh. I think we're thinking the same exact places. We travel for food when we travel. We will base the day around like what coffee shop can we stop at first in the morning. And then, okay, well, where are we going for lunch? I think it's like 9 a.m. every day in the office. And we're like, but what are we doing for lunch today?
Oh, you don't plan that the day before.
Sometimes.
So we love traveling for food. If you're heading up Interstate 70 and you're just outside of Casey, Illinois, it's spelled like Casey, the name, but pronounced Casey, you have to stop at Martinsville and go to the Moonshine Store.
Okay.
My mouth is already watering.
And that is a woman-ran burger joint that is cash only. The grill starts at 6 a.m., so you can go and get yourself a burger for breakfast, which I'm all about. Yeah. And then the grill shuts off by 12:30, so your order has to be in. You walk in the store. On the sign outside, it says population 2 people. You go in, you place your order at the grill, they're going to make your smash burger, and then you're going to go up after, and they're going to say, what did you get? And it's totally on the honor system. So then you're going
to
pay, bring cash, because it's cash only. But you can go, and you can get a breakfast burger, if you will.
And that's the Moonshine Grill.
That's
the
Moonshine Store.
Google it before you go, because it is in the middle of absolutely nowhere.
Wow. Half past the middle of nowhere.
That's
which
amazing.
Makes it a part of the experience, but it's a great place to visit.
It's great for like Jeep groups or motorcycle groups.
Because they can park out there and sit on their truck bed or something that. Yeah. They have milkshakes?
I don't know.
No, I think it's just reach-in cooler for a variety of different sodas and water and things like that. But
it's a great place.
It's very good. Mm-hmm. Oof.
And then if you're going to Casey after that, you got to go to Tetzel Prime, which is this pretzel place. Same thing, cash only, so bring some cash with you. But they just do all of these unique pretzels, like Crab Rangoon and Chicken Bacon Ranch. Yep. They do a s'mores pretzel. Just the most delicious
I love pretzels.
Pretzels you'll ever have in your
Very
life.
Good.
Yeah.
They are so good.
I think I saw a picture
good.
Of it in your magazine.
Yes,
you did. Okay, it was the big long ones. Yeah.
Yeah, we will drive there from St. Louis anytime just to go and get a pretzel.
Oh, wow.
Oh, it's worth
pretzels
it.
Pretzels and burgers.
Oh, yeah. What more do you ask
nice
for?
Nice little healthy afternoon.
That's just the morning. We can jam pack the day
with more food. Yeah.
Breweries, too. You guys have a lot of amazing breweries out there.
And distilleries. And while you're on 70, you could stop in Vandalia.
Yeah.
Okay. And go to Witness Distillery, which is great people. Great people that started this, that own it, that run it, that make all of the spirits. Mm-hmm. So it's, I think you can do vodka, rum, bourbon, whiskey.
Bourbon, whiskey, rum, vodka.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I think you said it backwards. Yeah, same thing. We said the same thing backwards. Yeah,
there's one maybe gin. I don't know, something that they might not do.
So this is a distillery there.
It is.
So good.
Yeah, you can do tastings and try some other products.
And they'll do a tour. They'll give you a tour of the distillery itself, kind of talk to you a little bit about how they do it. Mm-hmm. Rick is amazing. Mm-hmm. And his wife is fantastic. So, they engage everyone, which really helps because you're engaged. You're also tasting, and then most likely you're leaving with something.
Yeah.
So, and then next door, there's Blind Society, which is a really nice restaurant, but that's one of many of the different restaurants in Vandalia.
And you're just across from the State House. So where Abe Lincoln started his career. So back to that history.
So you can just make a day out of it. It's not like it's not like you're just going to pick strawberries or go to a farm. You're going to eat, then you're going there. Then you can go to a cocktail bar. Mm-hmm. Then you can go to the distillery. And then you can stay at a hotel, of course, there as well. So tell people why tourism is so important, because, I mean, you guys' literally whole job is about tourism. So I want to learn a little bit more about that side of
of it because I'm a tourist in my own city. I'm mm-hmm. always going to new places. I'm always spending my money local. But tell people what that actually means. Like, what does it mean when we actually go stay in a hotel there or we actually go to NASCAR and go to these things? Like, how does that affect the community even years after that when people start doing that?
So we are, as a bureau, mm-hmm. We're one of 37 mm-hmm. in the state, soon to be 39. And we are funded by hotel motel tax dollars.
Okay.
So we get a portion of that. We get a mm-hmm. small portion of food and beverage tax. And then it's all kind of based on population as well. So we are funded. We, tourism and all the bureaus in Illinois, can't speak to Missouri, but in Illinois, we all receive a grant.
Mm-hmm.
And we use that grant through hotel motel tax dollars to promote tourism mm-hmm. and to drive tourism. And so that's kind of like the...
And what it does for the community
yeah.
is huge because tourism and economic development go hand in hand.
100%.
So once that need, for instance, Casey's a great case study of this because they built all these. So they're known for being 12 of the world's largest things mm-hmm. are there. So they've got like the world's largest rocking chair and mailbox mm-hmm. and I've all these things.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah. Super cool town. Mm-hmm. But when those things were popping up, they didn't have the infrastructure to hold the tourists that were going.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have tour bus parking or public restrooms or businesses that were open while people were traveling. But because then they saw that need from tourists traveling mm-hmm. there, it fostered all these people to move back to this town and to make the main street what it is now
mm-hmm.
and right. to accommodate for people going and visiting.
Yeah.
So now they have an amazing place that you can go and stay 1890 sleepover.
Yep.
And they've got Harry Potter themed rooms there.
Really?
So you can have, yeah, a whole overnight stay there. Yeah, it's yeah. a very cool place. They've got two different coffee shops. They're building a mini golf course.
So where tourism goes, investment goes yes. from local people.
Yes, 100%.
So you guys drive people, and then people then take that, invest back yeah. in the communities
yes.
and grows. Now these small towns are known,
mm-hmm.
yes.
you know, because like you said, it's like public bathrooms.
Nobody, yeah.
Like you think about that, but yeah, that's super important.
Very.
Hotels, where can I mm-hmm. sleep at that's safe and I feel good and I want to stay at, you
yeah.
know? And then food. You got to have food. You got to mm-hmm. have entertainment. It all goes together. So, but it also takes, like you said, those local families. It keeps coming back to people investing in the community. I'm sure a lot of these people that you've met have started other businesses to,
yeah.
you know, for one, to take care of their families, but also it's like, hey, we there's a need here. We have to provide for these families. So it's cool to see that. And I know you've been there for 10 years, so you've probably seen so much development
yeah.
And growth. And you've been there for
yeah.
a couple of years now. And I'm just like, just seeing even your guys' website, all the investments that you guys have put into making the website easy to use and being able to find all these places. Like, I mean, I'm just looking at restaurants right now. I'm like,
yeah.
where should I go? I'm trying to go to this Italian spot. I'm trying to go to Grit and Tonic. I'm trying to go to all these little places,
yeah.
you know, and just... but it all takes, like you said, time. You have to get these grants. And I don't think people understand. They just think that it's just a different industry, you
it
know?
Is.
So I want to hear.
If I can say one thing real quick.
Yeah.
Sorry. So our job, yes, is to market and promote our area. And we're marketing, say, we're just going to use you as an example. So we're going to market and promote it to,
yeah.
say, someone like you.
Yeah.
You've got a young family. You know, you kind of want to get out. You want to experience everything. So our goal is once you experience that, then you're going to tell all of your friends and family.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to talk about
yeah.
it to everyone you meet.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're just a portion
mm-hmm.
of the marketing arm,
mm-hmm.
if you will.
Mm-hmm.
It's people like you. It's people like anybody that goes
yeah.
to any of these places. If you have a great experience, tell everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Tell everybody what a wonderful place it is and what a fantastic pretzel you had if you went to Casey
yeah.
and had mm-hmm. Tesla Prime. So it is it's kind of like, you know, like a telephone, basically.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you to go there. You're going to tell someone else to go there.
Mm-hmm.
And then you are keeping
mm-hmm.
that economic impact alive.
Yeah.
So,
and marketing's changed over the years. I want to learn about how you guys use social media to really help push that. I've seen viral videos on TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen all these different things. I mean, we had a conversation about that place that you visited that like has millions of views now.
And
like
Ranch Petting
Zoo.
Yeah,
the person said
yeah.
they had their best year ever just off one social media video. It's a lot different than when you were calling national reporters and doing
mm-hmm.
PR and all these different things that still work. But sometimes just going to social media and making one post can change a business's life. So
yeah.
I'll ask you because you've seen probably both sides, I mean, of it because you've been there 10 years. I know you
okay.
kind of grew up like me in the social media industry. So how has social media changed the way that you guys do your job?
I don't know if I can even put it in words to be honest. Because back when I first started, everything was print.
Yeah.
I don't even think our website was there.
Mm-hmm.
But again, it wasn't a whole lot of,
mm-hmm.
a lot of it was print. A lot of it was word of mouth. A lot of it was radio.
Yeah.
A lot of it was TV. So now social media, I mean, it's blown up in a great way.
Yeah.
You know, when I think Facebook, Instagram, TikTok for us are great three great platforms for sure. Because I think they kind of hit maybe all different kind of demographics, the whole nine yards. But I will tell you that I'm gonna act like she's not here. When this one here started working with us, you know, the TikTok, they talk about TikTok and everyone's like, oh my God, don't do TikTok.
Yeah.
They're gonna get your information. I'm like, have it. Yeah. There's nothing exciting.
Yeah.
And and so when she kind of did that viral TikTok that you're talking about with Rainbow Ranch, I mean, it just went crazy.
Yeah.
And I was never on TikTok before. And she's like, oh, you got to get on TikTok.
Yeah.
I got on TikTok and now still 400,000 hours later, probably
still scrolling,
headache and a neck ache, the whole nine yards, scrolling arm issues, hand issues. Yeah. But that's how we travel, honestly, now. Mm-hmm. Like I'll get on TikTok and I'll say, okay, I'm going to say Indianapolis. Where am I going to go get coffee? Where am I going to go eat in a unique restaurant or shop, unique shops?
Oh, you're using it now too.
I'm using it now. Oh, my God. I use it all the time. And but I know that a lot of our followers use TikTok, use Facebook. So for us, social media is huge.
Mm-hmm.
It's huge. Absolutely huge.
And they save and share it. And that's the thing. I mean, we talked about it too, but you're right. Like nobody wants to read. I mean, people want to read still. I like reading. But when it comes to reading a very long thing, when you could just watch a video and see what Rainbow Ranch looks like.
Right.
I mean, Rainbow Ranch could invest in this amazing website that writes all these different facts, but that one video can just show everybody what they need to know. That's all I need to know. I send that, I press the arrow, I send it to my wife, she gets the message, she says, let's go, boom, we're going. You know, it happens that quick. So I want to hear your point of view because you've been convincing these people to use social media. So how has that been? And like, I mean, you guys are obviously tracking these, but it's shown measurable results in your guys' campaigns that you're doing.
I'm very fortunate that everyone at the office is very accepting of how things have changed and using social media. Mm-hmm. So in that aspect, very fortunate to work with people who understand and want us to always be at that next level.
Yep.
But also, it's been so fun to just go out and create content from the perspective of somebody traveling to this area.
Mm-hmm.
Because Rainbow Ranch is a place that we've all gone many times. Right. Mm-hmm. So doing the video, you got to think back to like, okay, if I'm the first time I'm traveling here, what is this going to be like for somebody going? What are they going to see when they pull up?
Mm-hmm.
Even the details, how much is it? Where are you going to park? All those things that maybe you don't want to spend time researching. But like you said, if you just watch a 30-second reel or TikTok on it, then you've got all the information and then you'll be like, this is all I need. Let's go.
Yeah.
So it's just been trying to find that or create that user-generated content, but from our perspective of what are we going to go out and see? Mm-hmm. What do we want you to go out and see?
Mm-hmm.
So it has been a great tool for us to use.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Facebook, TikTok, YouTube, Instagram, all of those things. We try to post as much content as we can, but we also still do the physical print.
Yeah.
So we do our visitor's guide yearly. We do two tourism times, which are seasonal pieces.
Mm-hmm.
We'll do additional brochures or booklets or anything else that we can just because we still do see a need for these.
100%.
I mean, we print 70,000 visitor's guides a year and we go through them. So there still is a big desire for something physical.
The visitor guide was great. I mean, I've been looking through it just over the last week and there's a need. You have to meet everybody in different areas. You know, there's still people that come see you guys that don't even know what social media is. You know, it hasn't done that full switch yet. So there's still value in TV, immense value in TV, immense value in radio for certain communities that you guys are wanting to reach. And I think through our partnership, I think what we'll take advantage of is that 21 to 35 range. Those people that have the young families, those people that are actually traveling the most, you know, they're driving, they're actually spending their, I've been reading data, like people in their 20s and 30s are spending the most money right now. I mean, we're eating out more, we're doing all these different things, you know, and then it shifts to the family and then it's more family events. But for a lot of these, it's like, how can we take that approach? And I think I'm excited about that through our videos of, hey, St. Louis, 30 minutes from where you guys are at right now, come see this amazing place, come experience this, support this local business. And I think that storytelling is why we've been so successful.
For sure.
You know, when we started the page in 2019, we wanted to tell stories of these small businesses, mm-hmm. and we used to write blogs. And okay, now blogs, we're not writing blogs anymore. Now we're making posts. And oh, now we have to make videos. So mm-hmm. we've learned all these skills, and I'm sure you guys have too, of like, okay, I need to figure out how to make a video. I need mm-hmm. to do a voiceover. I need to invest in a mic to sound better on the voiceover. But I think you just have to change, and that's why yeah. you guys are successful, and that's why your guys' brand looks the way it is, you know, you guys realize that that's where people are, and you have to meet them where you're at. But yeah, storytelling is so big. Huge. And it's hard in a 30-second video, but it's also – it's not, because you know, it's just short clips. It's mm-hmm. things that people care about, like you said, the parking, or you can experience – I always like my first clip I always post is always an amazing clip of
yeah.
a coffee or a mm-hmm. strawberry. Like when we're at Eckert's, it's going to be, you know, the field of strawberries yep. with the drone. That's the first clip, because then people – you're scrolling. You're scrolling yeah. past if you're not interested. But no, I think that that's really cool that you guys are doing that. And no, we're super, super excited to work with you guys. And I think that's just to show our followers that, you know, all these counties are still St. Louis. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah. all these people, you know, vice versa, they come in and go to a Cardinals game. Yeah. And vice versa, they go here. And more as I talk about it, like a lot of people that I talk to are from that area too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you know Tecovas, you know that they make some of the best and most comfortable Western boots around. But what you might not know is that Tecovas has a store right here in St. Louis at Plaza Frontenac. Stop into their store and you'll find the finest handmade cowboy boots, jeans, belts, cowboy hats, and even apparel for both men and women. While you shop, enjoy complimentary drinks, boot shines, custom hat and boot branding, and more. Come visit the Tecovas store at Plaza Frontenac and let them help you find your new favorite pair of boots or your first pair of boots ever. Tecovas. Don't go gently. So I want to learn a little bit more about the counties. So
yeah.
when I'm looking at your guys' website here, I'm looking at the 21 counties. You have Randolph, Monroe, St. Clair. Mm-hmm. But as you get further out mm-hmm. Into Jasper and Richland, you have these amazing outdoor activities.
Yes.
So tell us about some of the outdoor activities, because as a bucket list page, these are places that are legit mm-hmm. bucket list things to do. I know we talked about the boats. So tell us, either one of you guys go in, tell us about some of those experiences farther out.
Yeah, I'll talk a little bit about Carlisle, just yeah. since you just mentioned the boats. But last year, I was fortunate enough to do the Carlisle Sailing Association mm-hmm. Adult Learn How to Sail class.
Oh, wow.
Which was...
We're very proud of her.
which was a crazy cool experience.
So legit, like sailboat.
Yeah,
like
sailing, on a right? sailboat, mm-hmm. they provide you with their sailboats to use and learn how to sail.
So you're certified.
No, I mean, I really do feel like I learned so much in just those few short days, because yeah. I went out with no knowledge yeah. of how to sail.
Mm-hmm.
And it was incredible. They feed you great meals. You're there with all of these really cool instructors and people who have been sailing their whole lives, or maybe people who learned in their adulthood mm-hmm. and now want to teach other adults how to sail.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, they provide you with their boats so you can use it. They take you out on the water, and so you're enjoying Carlisle Lake and you're learning to sail. There's also airboat tours mm-hmm. on Carlisle Lake, which I don't think a lot of people know about.
Mm-hmm.
So up on the Keysport side, Duck Island airboat tours, they'll take you out just like the ones you see in Florida,
mm-hmm.
and you'll go and see all of these beautiful nature areas that mm-hmm. you otherwise wouldn't see because it's too shallow to take out on a boat.
Mm-hmm.
But that's really cool too.
Yeah, you can get kayaks, I think.
Yeah,
there.
Kayaks and... Yeah. Overall, there's great hiking areas. Mm-hmm. So Carlisle Lake really is an mm-hmm. easy destination from St. Louis,
yep. mm-hmm.
about an hour.
Hour drive.
And yep. yeah, to learn how to sail, to go on airboat tours, kayaking, hiking, it's uh-huh. all really great. And as you go farther out, there's tons of state parks that we have,
mm-hmm.
Just great local areas to kayak, bike, really anything that you're looking for, outdoor adventure, mm-hmm. we've got without yeah. a doubt.
And beautiful area for mm-hmm. sure.
Beautiful, yeah.
And really, I think, I hate going back to it, but when the pandemic hit, mm-hmm. you know, people were kind of, well, if we're going to do something, we have to do it outside.
Yeah.
And for us, that was
great.
Great.
yeah.
Perfect. Because mm-hmm. there's so much. And again, we're not that far from yeah. the St. Louis side. The Metro East area is literally right next door. There's mm-hmm. tons of walking trails in Monroe County mm-hmm. and Randolph County. Mm-hmm. Beautiful trails.
Yeah.
And so for us, it was like, oh my God, yes, we can still, during the mm-hmm. pandemic, everything was shut down, but we could still promote outside. We can still talk about the parks, the lakes,
yeah.
everything. And so, and it hasn't slowed down,
yeah.
I think, at all since mm-hmm. then, which is great. So I think it's only gaining more momentum mm-hmm. as it's going. So
yeah, the outside stuff is interesting because yeah, people just wanted to go do something, mm-hmm. you know, and they're like, okay, like we walked so many miles and we lived in the city. Yeah. We live in South City and it's just like, we're just like, how far do you want to walk today? Well, we're just going to walk as far as we can and then walk back. Like that's all we were doing. But so being able to, you know, access these places, I know we went out to the Cahokia Mounds mm-hmm. and got to go see that, which that was a tough walk to get up there.
Okay? Oh, Monk's Mound.
That was a tough walk, but that was a cool spot being able to take a picture from there and see downtown St. Louis. And, you know, parks are a huge thing. Hiking is something that I wish we did more. And there's parks, and Illinois is just like this beautiful state. And people think of Illinois, they think of Chicago, they think of all these things, which is great. But there's all these families, like you mentioned, people moving there and raising families. So beyond the tourism, you guys have a lot of people that live there in these counties. You do. Tell us, so why did you move there, first of all?
Oh, we don't have to talk about that. Let's just say I'm still there.
So tell us about your life.
Not prison or anything like that.
Yeah, I was going to say. You had to leave the state?
No. Change my name, witness protection. No, not at all.
So but, tell us about the people that live there, the families, and some of the school. I mean, there's colleges. There's all these different things there.
You know, growing up in South County, of course, I grew up in the 80s. So in the 80s, we were drinking out of hoses. We were jumping big wheels, and we were all surviving, you know. But times changed, you know, and kids can't just walk to the park by themselves, you know, in the county or in the city, you know, you just got to be a little bit more careful. So we moved over to the community I live in now. And, you know, my son was like, I'm going to ride my bike to the park. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, oh no, you're not. Mm-hmm. And, but I was like, okay, but I felt safe enough to say, you can go ahead and ride it 8-10 blocks to the park. Plus, I know 5 or 6 people along the way that if I can't find you, I'll know to call you or call them. And so it's a very comfortable place to be in that you know that you're safe. Mm-hmm. We first moved in. I, you know, did the whole, I got to make sure the windows are locked, the doors are locked, the cars are locked, everything is shut down. I got to check it 3 times, you know. Not that I lived in a bad area in St. Louis, but I'm just saying that, you know, you're just kind of conditioned to make sure your house is safe. Mm-hmm. So I would do that and was told, you know, we don't really lock our doors here. And I'm like, that's too much. Like, I got to have a locked door.
Yeah.
But it's very nice. The people are really nice. Everyone's in it together. So nice. And they want the communities to be happy. They want it to be safe. They want it to be fun for people to come and visit. So once you live in a small town, I think like traffic coming over here today, which was not bad.
Yeah.
But I was like, oh, I am done with this. Like
when she said we were coming,
I'm like,
270. Well, once you say 270 and then you say, especially when you're going back to Illinois. But yeah, I think that that's something that we think about too, is having a family, is where can we raise our family where, you know, the sports teams and everybody says like, oh, the small town, everybody knows you, but
it's true, but
it's not a bad thing. It's not a bad thing to have that feeling. And that's what everybody wants. And, and we have that in our neighborhood, and it's just our little street, but it's a community, and that's what people want is a community. And then so family, raising a family there is, I mean, in
everyone's got your back.
Yeah.
And my son graduates on the 19th from high school. Thank you so much. Shout out. Thank you.
Amazing.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Well, I made it. I'm actually graduating myself, so I'm excited.
Yeah, you're done. He's gone.
But he's been to school with the same set of kids, you know, since he was in kindergarten.
Yeah.
And so you just learn to, you know everybody in town, really. You know a lot of people. You're able to, you know, and that's the thing too, because we're in tourism. Mm-hmm. I'll get phone calls or I get text messages. Hey, I'm heading here. Where should I go? Mm-hmm. You know, so it's just, and I think most of the communities that we have, the 21 counties that we have and the 2 cities are all very close knit.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all in it for one reason. And they're in for safety. They're in for having fun and also economic development.
Yeah.
So again, small town, if you're considering it, come on over. I'll tell you where I live later. And then you can come spend the night if you want.
That's amazing.
But
though,
it's nice.
Because you guys are a part of the tourism tax too. You're going to these restaurants. You're spending times.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's important when it comes to that, because it takes two. It's like some of these tourism towns that people live in, Florida and all these other states, it's like you don't want to live there because it's not fun when it's not the season.
Yeah.
At least you can have a life and have a family. Of course, there's busy seasons where it's like, oh, the fair is going on. Mm-hmm. I can't even park in my driveway. But those are like, but that's fun because you walk up to the fair or whatever it might be. No, that's amazing. I can't wait to travel. Now, I want to talk a little bit more about your guys' bucket list because I know I sent you an email about places that I should check off my bucket list or people should check off their bucket list. And, and it's hard. We don't ever want to leave anybody out. We understand that. But this is your personal bucket list when your friends are coming in town and you're like, guys, we're going to show you this spot and this spot. Or you're going on a date night. Like, this is the spot that I go to on a date night. So, Jordan, I'll start with you. So that you can think about it and pull
up
your
so
notes.
Thanks so much. You're so kind.
I don't think people realize in St. Louis how much O'Fallon, Shiloh, Fairview Heights, Belleville has really expanded. If you haven't been in the last few years. I went to McKendree University. I graduated there in 2019, and even people just coming back now who are visiting that O'Fallon area, they had no idea how much it expanded or how many new businesses are there. If you're looking for a great date night spot, I'm gonna say Leono in O'Fallon is like one of the best places that you can go. They have delicious, amazing food, but while you're there on O'Fallon's Main Street, you've got Boarding House Bistro, which we just went to not too long ago, where you can get just charcuterie boards made up for you, and you can get pick your different meats and cheeses and all that fun stuff. Plus, they have great drinks. So we also love doing progressive dinners. So if you're in O'Fallon, you've got great options, Peel Pizza, Boarding House, Leono, you know, all of those great places right along that main street that have those hanging string lights above the whole street. So it just really is beautiful.
Progressive dinners. Tell our listeners what that means.
So we love doing them. so basically you start somewhere, you might get a drink to start. Then you'll go to another restaurant, get an appetizer, visit another place, get a main course, and then end somewhere with dessert. We did one for our Christmas party in Belleville. And so we started at Groove and did drinks and some apps there. And then we went to a restaurant that's no longer there, but there's plenty of substitutes on Belleville's Main Street to get a main course, great meal. And then after we went to The Edge.
We did.
And we got to play some laser tag.
So progressive dinner, because I do this and I never knew what that term was. But we would always go to multiple places in the night. And sometimes it gets expensive, but sometimes it doesn't. It just depends on what you're doing. But like you mentioned, the charcuterie board, it's like charcuterie wine. Okay, boom. And then I come over here and then I get like a nice meal and then I'm getting ice cream or an espresso martini. You know, somewhere nice. But the progressive dinners, and now it's like a popular term, but I never knew what that was, but I was doing that. I was like, oh, can we go? Or when we go to New York or something, like, oh, we got to make three reservations in one night. And one time we got dessert first. And
I
then
love
went
it.
To dinner. And then got
so
dessert
adult
again.
In my language.
Then got dessert. This was before I had kids, though. You know, I can't do that now.
No. I gotta keep it.
But no, that's an amazing thing because that allows you to really experience a city, you know, and experience different food. And it's not just, you know, pizza and beer and wine. You guys have like a diverse, I was looking at some of these restaurants, I'm like, I didn't even realize that you guys have all these different nationalities, all these different places that have small businesses that are serving food that means something to them. And you guys get to go. But I'm still thinking about the pretzel place, though.
Oh, you're not going to be able to stop. No, sir.
And even great distilleries and places, breweries like we'd mentioned, just across the river. So Columbia, Illinois, formerly Stumpy's, now Old Monroe Distilling Co. You can go and do a tour there, see their facility, sample some delicious spirits, which is always fun. And it's literally just across the river. While you're there, you can go to their main street. Same thing. They've got lots of great restaurants, places to visit. Waterloo's not too far. They've got tons of breweries, wineries, places to go. So you can easily make a full day out of any one of these communities over in the Metro East, or you can go and visit multiple of them. Like you had said, it really is a place that a lot of people are living too, because Sky Air Force Base is right there. The area around is so supported by that that it's really thriving right now. And new businesses are popping up constantly. So there's tons of places to go and visit.
That's amazing. All right. What about you?
Oh my gosh. Listen, I could tell you something fun in every county. And it is hard to put me on the spot like you are, because we never want to leave anybody out. We never, because everything that we have is absolutely amazing. But I think a good community, which is easy access from St. Louis, easy access off the interstate, would probably be Greenville. Would be
Love
a
Greenville.
Good community.
Yeah, so
and
what's
again,
your Greenville bucket list? So now we can.
Okay, well, so in Greenville, you can go. Well, we gave you the cheese. So if you like the cheese at Marcoute Jersey Creamery, definitely a place to go.
Ran by two sisters.
Yep. And that's a good place to go because you can learn a little bit about how they make the cheese. Mm-hmm. And you get to see the cows, which is nice because mm-hmm. I love Jersey cows.
Yeah.
I love them.
They're so cute.
They're my favorites. So you can do that. You can also go to another museum, Demolin Museum, which is a little quirky. Mm-hmm. Demolin, past and present, they've made marching band uniforms.
Okay.
Major schools, mm-hmm. Olympics, things like that. Yeah. And then, so that's one side of the museum. The other side is a little bit more quirky where you have, you have kind of like a fraternal kind of initiation mm-hmm. things where back a little bit in history. For instance, if you would sit on a chair, it would be a collapsible chair, yeah. you know, or they would have like they would take a picture of you. And instead of the picture being taken, maybe flour or water might shoot out. So they're kind of gag mm-hmm. initiation mm-hmm. Or initiation things. So mm-hmm. John Goldsmith, who runs it, he loves it and is very engaging. I know mm-hmm. we use the word engaging a lot, but he's super
passionate.
Oh, really interactive. God, yes. Very interactive.
Yeah. You need that.
Yeah. And he's got a lot of the history. I mean, it's perfect. And then, you know, while you're there, you can do some antique shopping. You can do mm-hmm. some thrift shopping. Mm-hmm. You can go to Big Kahuna's and have a burger.
Yes. And go to Rolling Lawns and get some different milk.
Rolling Lawns, get some different
milk. I love thrift shopping and vintage shopping.
Oh, we've got tons of places.
We'll set you up with the whole list.
I know. It's crazy how, like, small towns, it's like there are just so many of the shops. Yeah. And a lot of these are just collectors that are just like, hey, this is just my shop. You know, it's just about the passion because people don't open these unless they really love it.
Correct.
You know? And,
yeah. But I will say there – oh, I'm sorry.
No, you're fine.
There really is something in every county.
Yeah. There is.
And I'm just not saying one thing. There's multiple things in mm-hmm. each of these counties. So, you know, where we don't like to leave anybody off, it is definitely – it can – you know, from – St. Louis to the Indiana border, mm-hmm. it's a 2.5-hour drive. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You can fill a day. So that's how long it'll take you to get to Casey, Illinois, mm-hmm. From the St. Louis, from Mississippi River, basically, and mm-hmm. over. But there's so much to do. Mm-hmm. And to put us on the spot like that, about asking us our favorites.
Hey,
I mean,
the STL Bucket List Show.
It's
hard for everyone, though, because, you know, everybody's bucket list is different. That's why we like to theme it. You know, we're mm-hmm. like, hey, this is my date night spots or this is my family-friendly spots. And it's just spots that, you know, people – and I always ask people, if somebody's coming in to stay with you from out of town, what are a couple date night spots or what are a couple drink spots? But you're right. It's nearly impossible because, like you said, okay, I can do this. I can do all these places. But I want to hear about some of these unique I've been reading about like some Airbnbs, some different places that you can stay at. Mm-hmm. So if somebody wanted to, let's just say they want to stay out after they go to one of these distilleries because they want to be safe and they don't want to drive home. So tell us about some places to stay. I know you mentioned the Harry Potter place and that was in
Casey.
Yeah. Okay.
That one's really cool. But we have a new one opening in Columbia.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That one's going to be amazing. Yeah. We went and toured it a few months back.
And this is a hotel?
Yes, this is a hotel. And this is getting ready to open within the next month or so, I believe.
Yeah, I would say, yeah.
But they just have...
Just in time for summer.
Just in time for summer. And it's going to be kind of a destination in of itself. So if you've ever heard of Cafe on the Abbey, the coffee shop over there, it's just behind it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's... book themed, is that fair to say? It's probably a better way to say it.
It was an old so it's a kind of a church, rectory and school mm-hmm. is basically what it was. And so now they're changing the school portion into a hotel. It's called the Principal.
Mm-hmm.
They're kind of keeping in theme, I think, like the curtains are plaid and
there's lockers up in the halls that they've painted different books on them. So it's
amazing.
All themed.
I bet it's beautiful. This is an old school.
Oh, I mean, and they kept.
And the name is awesome, too. The Principal.
Yeah.
That's
cute. They're really doing it. I think the whole conglomerate is called Franklin Yard.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're putting a lot of time and effort into this. They're building restaurants and bar and you got the hotel and things like that. It's more of like a boutique. It's not like a high rise, not like 80, 90 rooms. But it's just something very unique. And when you're there, and especially with weddings, because you've got. The venue there for weddings and then you've got the coffee house and so you got a ton of stuff to do there and but that's just one place. I mean, we got the Connor House in Prairie du Rocher or as they'd like to say, Prairie du Rocher. Yeah.
You couldn't have planned that if you tried any other time. Yeah. So if you're going down for rendezvous at Fort Duchard, then you can stay at the Counter House. Mm-hmm. There's now Airbnbs that are popping up. Vandalia has one that's right across
the State House.
From the State House.
These Airbnbs are crazy. Like, they're putting so much into an experience.
They are.
And that's what it comes to, is like, people want to stay. They want to play, which is on your website, and they want to dine, and they want to experience. And if you can hit those four senses, so it's not just one thing to just build a hotel.
Yeah.
It's one thing that you have to hit all of those senses. Like, I look at hotels, like, I want to go to a really nice coffee shop every morning. I don't want to just make my own coffee in the room.
Yeah.
You know, like, when you're on vacation, you want to spend, you want to buy a coffee when you're on vacation.
Yeah.
So that's the thing, is like, how can I find that? And I want to be able to walkability is huge too. Mm-hmm. Nightlife sometimes, live music and all these different things. So when you talk about Franklin Yard, that excites me, because that's a staycation that we could just go and not have to really leave that area.
For sure.
You know, you don't have to get Ubers or cars or anything like that. So.
Correct.
That's like a new thing that we're seeing, and the boutique thing is really great too, because it just feels cool, you know.
It
it's an experience in itself. Mm-hmm. And so you said that one has 80 rooms?
No, not that much. I want to say 30. Please don't quote me on that.
No, you're fine.
I could be wrong, but
we'll drop the link in here for him. We'll give him a shout out.
Yeah.
We'll give
him
a shout out.
Yeah,
we'll give him a shout out.
It'll have like a up front. It's going to have a southern delicious restaurant to visit, and then in the back, they're turning the old gym into more of like a sports bar.
Yeah.
So it'll be in the old, you know, basketball courts.
Oh, that's
and
cool.
So yeah, it's going to be really
no gym, just a bar. Let's go.
Just a bar.
Let's go.
<Yeah.
laughs> Gym or bar?
Yeah.
Bar. So to wrap things up here, first of all, I want to thank you guys both for your time driving out here to St. Louis, getting stuck in traffic for us.
No.
It is rush hour.
I would do that for you all the time.
But it is rush hour, though. So, I want, and either of you guys can kind of jump in on this, and in the simplest form, what would you tell somebody on why they should come visit your counties and downstate, overview of what they should do? What, like, how can they experience? I know I read some stuff from your guys' website, but in the simplest form, and whether it's 30 seconds or a minute, just kind of go into what you guys do and what it would mean for somebody that's listening that's never been there, and why they should come and visit you guys. So.
You said something great earlier, and it was being a tourist in your own backyard. Mm-hmm. And that's something that I think is so huge, and something that we always encourage people to do, because we are just across the river. Mm-hmm. We're talking Metro East is 10, 15, maybe even 30 minutes away. So not too far at all. But we have something for everybody over on the Illinois side, whether you're a history buff or an outdoor lover, or you're looking to discover your new favorite drink at a brewery, winery, distillery. We have all of it not too far away.
Mm-hmm.
And whether you're looking for a staycation or maybe a 2-2.5 hour road trip, we've got that. So we're a destination.
Mm-hmm.
We are a spot that you can bring the family, or you can just go do a quick getaway somewhere. So we encourage everyone to come check us out. You can explore on our website at downstateil.org and just plan a trip that's going to work for you, or give us a call, and we are happy to help you figure out something that's going to work best for you. But we really are not joking when we say we have something for everyone. Mm-hmm. We cover 21 counties, so just a massive area.
Yeah.
And so, like we said, whatever you're looking for, great events, food.
You said give us a call.
Give us a call. Yeah.
Okay, wow. I'm going to call you guys.
We'll answer the phone.
I'm coming by this week.
We actually answer the phone.
So you guys help people. You guys help people, like, kind of like plan out tours and stuff like that. Yeah.
If you need help, come into our area, and you need places to stay, dine, anything, we are happy to help. Message us on Facebook, Instagram, call us, anything. We will help you.
And with summer coming up too, especially with kids being out of school and parents trying to figure out what are we going to do with the kids.
Yeah.
You know, let us know. There's a lot of things that you could take your kids, and it could be a day trip.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Get them over agriculture, get them immersed in agriculture, in just anything. So we're not far. Yeah. We're not far at all. And, you know, it's just something different.
Yeah.
That's a great point. And I think that people and we, sometimes you always want to go on this big trip, and you always want to go.
Right.
And I know you do, because you'd be going all over the place. But no, and that's a great point, what you guys say, that there's something for everyone. And I think every budget and is important for families, especially nowadays, as things increase in price and as things do that, is to be able to drive and not get your whole family on a plane and stay for a week, you know, and stuff like that. So I think it's beautiful. I can't wait to start checking these places off of my own bucket list. I know we're going to a few places. places that videos are going to be coming out. But really, if I had to say anything to the people that are following us, and I try to say this all the time, is for one, support local. And just research and find these places. Like, you guys have all these resources. The people that are listening to this, if they just go to your guys' website, they can plan a trip out for them and their family. So I want to thank both of you guys for coming on the podcast today.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you for your time. And you guys will be seeing a lot of the Downstate Illinois bucket list. So let's roll.
Let's go.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Today, they rep St. Louis, yeah. They rep St. Louis. They rep St. Louis.